Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. And today, we are putting our thing down, flipping it, and reverse it.
What the hell was that?
That's props to Missy Elliott. We're putting our thing down, we're flipping it and reversing it. If you don't know what I'm talking about.
That sounds almost pornographic,
actually. No, it's not that. We're talking about reverse mortgages. Sean, what you know about that?
Well, you know, Matt, I always, as the ladies tell me, I do my best work at night, right? So I'm always up late.
What's happening?
I'm always up late researching and, like, sending out emails, and the TV's always on there to keep me company. And I'm getting all these reverse mortgages infomercials with Henry Winkler, with
Tom Selleck.
And to be honest, you know, as much as I can, I am the financial guru, I don't know a lot about reverse mortgages. And I remember, Matt, you telling me you have a personal family experience about it. So I was like, you know, we need to chop it up. Let's talk about this whole reverse mortgage thing.
Well, I've seen those commercials too. They do make you feel real trusting and warm and fuzzy with Henry Wink, with Fonzie and Magnum PI, you know, telling you with those sincere talking points about reverse mortgages. Now, me personally, you're right, Sean. In my family, there was a reverse mortgage in recent memory for me, so I didn't have the best of an experience with it. Some real estate that was near and dear to me and in my upbringing, house that I grew up
in. You mean
in
the suburbs with the pool, with the butler, with, you know.
Okay, no.
You talking about that
there
mansion?
There was no butler.
There was a pool, though, right? Exactly.
There may or may not have been a pool. But what there definitely was, it was a reverse mortgage. And for me, what stuck out the most was later in life, as some of the elders in my family, particularly my father, who purchased this house when he passed away, I learned of the fact that he had put a reverse mortgage on this property. And basically, fast forward, long story short, we ended up having to sell the house. We didn't have to, but we chose to sell the house, but weren't able to really keep this house in our family, as if, you know, we talked recently on our show about passing on
generational wealth.
Our last episode, we talked about generational wealth and inheritance. And due to the reverse mortgage, it was just best for us to, we sold the house and we did not, basically we were not able to keep the house, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, and you know, that's very important, because in my findings too, and we're going to chop it up and get more into it, that, you know, I think with this whole reverse mortgage, it takes away some of your options. It limits your options when the time comes. And being a huge fan of generational wealth, it's hard to find an alignment with a reverse mortgage and trying to build generational wealth. You know.
Well, before we go too far, why don't we get Dion to jump in here.
Yes.
and give us some history and some definitions and explain what reverse mortgages are.
In a word, a reverse mortgage is a loan. So a homeowner who is 62 years or older has considerable home equity that they can borrow against the value of their home. They can actually receive funds, either in a lump sum or on periodic payments. It could be monthly. So versus a regular mortgage, this mortgage, if there is equity in the home, they actually can take money out and pay themselves.
So you're getting a check every month.
You're getting a check every month.
Versus having to pay every month.
You got it.
Wow, that's a huge swing. That's a double swing. So if you're paying $1,000, you may not only be paying $1,000, you're going to be getting $1,000 and not having that bill to pay. That's a huge, for some people with limited income, that's huge.
And that's basically a lot of where this was inspired from, right? People that are aging on limited income, this is a source of income now for them. Yeah.
Imagine you take away your rent check. You don't have a rent check to pay anymore, and you're getting a bonus check every month.
Not a bad thing. Wow. And you're not taxed on it either. And where did this all start? It actually began in 1961.
Your 30th anniversary, right, man? You're about 30 years old then?
Where was I? So the reverse mortgage was born in 1961. The very first reverse mortgage was actually written to Nellie Young in Portland, Maine, by Nelson Haynes of Deering Savings Bank and
no
Loan.
No disrespect to all the Nellies out there, but they just found that old name for this reverse mortgage. Nellie got the first one. In Maine. Oh, my God. That just sounds like 80-year-old rocking chair Nellie, you know, similar to, like, Arlington Forbes, like an old name like that.
You know about being old, so proceed, Dion.
Yeah, and I'm not done. So Haynes, he basically designed this very unique type of loan to help the widowed wife of his high school football coach so she could stay in her home after she lost her husband. That's where it began.
What was his true intention?
It was actually in 1987, Mr. Linda. Let's keep it highbrow, shall we? It was actually 1987 that the Housing and Community Development Act saw the federal government systematize reverse mortgages through the home equity conversion.
Systemize
reverse mortgages through the home equity conversion mortgage program.
Okay.
Under HUD, which is the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development.
All right. Well, thank you, Dion.
My pleasure.
So, Mr. Linda, by the way, you sound a little stuffy. Are you sick?
Yeah, I got a little bit of the flu, not flu-like symptoms, just a typical cold, change of season. I was away for vacation and coming back, you know, just to put some clarity out there. I don't got Strand 29.
All right. Well, we're just hearing the snuffleupagus over here, so let's get back to the topic. So there's, as you mentioned, there are some positives when you talked about the money that, you know, the flip of owing money and then all this, or spending money every month for your mortgage, to actually getting money in every month
and not having to spend.
So let's discuss some of the pros of reverse mortgages. Cause you know, in my mind, I have focused a lot on, I can talk about some cons in my opinion, but let's start with the pros. I don't want to,
You know, it's access to your equity that you've earned. Like you've had this piece of real estate and there's equity in it. And I myself know, like, tapping into equity, as much as like your building may be worth a lot, it can be challenging. So if you can instantly tap into your equity and then not have to make a payment.
Especially at that age when you're over 62 and you're not working as much, you might need that
exactly
to live.
And, so, you know, like, before we even go into it, like, the theory, why do you think the theory is why they only targeted for the seniors, why it's a senior product? You know, when I was doing this research, I was like, let me delve into why they're making it a senior product. And I think because, unfortunately, they know that seniors, their timeline is limited compared to a younger person. So if they're giving out this mortgage and this equity, they know that within a certain time frame, they can collect on it, sadly
and may
enough.
May I also add that the National Reverse Mortgage Lenders Association did a study, and homeowners over the age of 62 held $7.14 trillion in home equity in the first quarter of 2019 alone.
Well, that's another great
point. All right,
point.
So that number marks an all-time high.
A young home buyer, you're not going to have a bunch of equity if you just bought your home.
But think about
If you're 60-plus and you've been paying on your home for decades, you've built up equity, so what are you going to do with it?
Well, let's just talk about it from a straight capitalistic business decision. And typically, you know, these reverse mortgages, people are only loaning out them for 7 years because they know that by targeting seniors, unfortunately, the likelihood of life is limited. And so think about this from a business perspective. I always like to keep things from a straight business perspective. As a business, we're sitting at a round table. We're like, there's $17.4 trillion sitting out $7.14 trillion sitting out there. In 7 years, these people are going to leave money on the table and sell it. We can create a product that we can tap into that and make some commission on it. Even if we get 1% commission on the 7 trillion, that's millions and billions of dollars. So hence why this product was created. It wasn't really, you know, this is business. You find an opportunity not to sell it. You find an opportunity with all that money on the table. I'm sure a lot of us would be like, let's create a product around it. And that's what they did. Because as Dion pointed out, there was a lot of money on the table.
Okay, no, I get it. That's a pro. That's a positive for the lenders. But let's talk about what are the pros for the people, for the homeowners who are thinking about or who are engaging in the reverse mortgage. What are the pros for them?
Bro, I already gave you tapping into the equity and, you know, no mortgage payment and the receiving cash. And, you know, we have to understand, not everybody retiring, especially in this time, are in a position where their retirement income is enough to support them. And they have to find ways in which to access cash. And you can't fault them. You can't judge anybody that had to go that route. So I think just basically having extra income when you retire is another pro to having a reverse mortgage.
Okay, no, that's fair. I mean, I get on paper, that is definitely a valid issue and a valid pro. If you need, you know, money to live on and you have all this equity, that makes sense. So, Sean, what else? I know you're here to...
Just lay the facts out.
Okay, we'll continue to lay out the positives.
Okay,
for us.
You can get, you know, you can get it in a line of credit, or you can get a lump sum payment, which to me can be helpful with people depending on their circumstances. If they have medical issues they need to take care of and bills and so forth, and as long as you stay in your home, the good thing about it, you're never gonna have to pay it back. Like as long as you're there's triggering events. One is that you move out. B that you pass away. Or see that you're behind on your property taxes and your utilities. But as long as those trigger events don't happen, your reverse mortgage is never going to come to term.
So, Sean, you mentioned a triggering event. Can you explain what a triggering event is?
So what Dion was saying earlier, you know, how a reverse mortgage works is like similar to when you're refinancing. You know, you meet with the lender. The lender goes to your property, assesses it, and gives it a valuation saying that maybe – you know, your property is worth $100,000, but you only owe $50,000 on it. So the difference, 100 minus 50, is $50,000, and that's what we call equity. So the lender will loan a percentage of that out to you, or as far as what the reverse mortgage is concerned. So they won't give you the full max because it's too much risk. Say they give you 80, which brings your mortgages up to 80, which is $30,000 on top of that. That's what they'll give you either in a lump sum, in installment payments, and in a line of credit. And once you've maxed that out, you've taken out the $30,000, that's it. There's no more that they can pull out. So, but for in order for them to like, so interest will keep accruing. As you get your first check, it will be like, I don't know, let's just call it $100 plus interest you would owe. So if you take $100, you're going to owe maybe $105. Next month, you take another $100, you're going to owe $105 because they keep adding the interest on and fees. But the only way they can start collecting on that is that they have to have an event has to occur. And the event is not that you've pulled out all the equity and you're like, oh, now you've got to your $80,000. You've lived longer than we expected you to live. Now we're going to come collect on your reverse mortgage. It doesn't work like that. It has to be an event has to occur for them to start pulling, collecting on it.
And what? Give me some examples of these events that have to occur.
You die. One, the last one. Now it's come to terms. The people that are... your next of kin or whoever your beneficiaries are, you decide to move, you have to live in that place. If you decide to move, they can collect. Or if you're not up to date with, if you have a tax lien, meaning you didn't pay your property taxes, or you have a utility lien, you didn't pay your utility lien, those are the triggering events that they can come to you and say, we want our money plus interest and fees.
Okay. So back to the list of pros. Now
so right there, that's a comforting feeling to know that, okay, as long as I do my part and I stay at this home, I'm not going to be feeling that I have to, you know, make payment on this. I'm going to just keep collecting checks till I can't collect anymore.
It's like relief in the now, in yeah. the immediate.
In you're the, living in the now.
In the now, yeah, you're absolutely. Getting relief. And you're, yeah, I get it. Okay. So what about some of the cons? Let's discuss, because... First off,
I got one more important, I think, pro that I want to mention, okay. too, is that you can get insurance. Federal Housing Administrative Insurance covers you to know that if the house isn't worth enough to cover the loan, no debt will be passed on to your beneficiaries, meaning that if the market drops in what we just give back to the first example, if your property was assessed at 100, but it's only worth 60, and you took out 80,000, the person that, you know, and then now the beneficiary is saying, well, we sold it, we only got 60,000 for it, but they took out 80,000 versus reverse mortgage, so there's a $20,000 gap. The beneficiary would not have to pay the $20,000. This insurance would kick in to cover that shortage. You wouldn't get any money,
right.
Basically, but you wouldn't.
But you wouldn't have to pay anything.
You wouldn't have to pay anything. The insurance would kick in.
Got it. Okay. Well, that sounds good. But there's another side to this.
I mean, so let me ask you now, bro. Let's switch it around, Matt. What? Give me a con of the reverse mortgage.
Well, I mean, the first con that comes to mind is what I mentioned earlier. It's a one of the tenets that we discuss here on Two Black Guys with Good Credit frequently is the importance of generational wealth, the importance of inheritance, and basically reverse mortgages eliminate the ability to pass on that real estate to your heirs.
Well, I would say it limits it, it makes it difficult. Yes.
At times.
I would say it limits it. It puts like it reduces the options of the beneficiary that you had in mind to ask to obtain that property. I would definitely say you've made their life a lot more difficult, if not impossible.
We have a short list of our top cons. So here's a con for you. The compound interest is being charged with each payout.
Right. And we've talked about compound interest in many episodes prior to this, that it's interest charged upon interest. So when I said if you got a $105 payment and it's 5% interest on that to get to the 105, next month it's 5% interest on the 105. Next month it's 5% interest on the 105 plus the other interest. So it keeps compounding, which is not a good position to be in.
And another con, Sean, is, you know, although you're...
Why are you throwing it at me like that? Like,
I'm just saying.
I'm just reading it out.
Okay, let me not personalize it, Mr. Linda. Here's another con for you, Sean. So although your heirs may not be on the hook for the loan, the compound interest, fees, and fluctuations in the market can increase the likelihood that they'll be unable to retain the home when you pass. And that would force foreclosure.
Yes, you're right about that. If they're unable to make the payment when a triggering event happens and pay it off in full, yeah, then the lender has the right to foreclose on the property to recoup their investment in it. So that is a strong likelihood. And like we said, with the whole generational wealth, you can't assume the position that your heirs or beneficiary are going to be in, that they can act on this immediately. So it puts them in a tight spot. I absolutely agree. And if the bank is not making money, they want to get out of this deal ASAP. Yeah, and, you know, the repayment strategy, you're probably, when they pitch this reverse mortgage, I'm sure they say you'll never have to make a payment. But guess what? Somebody will, and it'll probably be the people that you pass on and leave this thing for. If they're trying to keep the home. Because they're not telling you that part that basically at the end of the day, you may seep out all this equity and you'll be nothing for the next generation. They'll have to pay the interest. The fees, in which Deon said the exaggeration of fees, will go to the next person in line. And that's where that house will leave your family and somebody else will get it cheap in the foreclosure market.
Absolutely.
So I'm just going to give you a sense of just how much seniors are actually taking on this loan. So the loan origination rate is about 57 per 1,000 senior residents, right? Which is more than five times the national average with regards to reverse mortgages. And then they say the foreclosure rate, this is a story in USA Today, is even worse, more than nine times the average. And speaking of foreclosures, so seniors make up primarily the population of who's actually taking on these mortgages. As we know, you have to be 62 or over, particularly in the communities of color. 57, in terms of loan origination rate, 57 per 1,000 senior residents. It is five times more likely than the national average that they will open one of these types of mortgages. And the foreclosure rate is even worse, coming in at nine times the average. And then speaking of fees, those communities as well are also getting hit harder. 400% higher in terms of fees when it comes to closing costs?
Are you guys teaming up on me here?
There was a woman who was charged $12,000 in closing costs, what typically would have cost $3,000 in another community.
I mean, this brings me to another point. It just feels like you can make the case that this whole reverse mortgage industry is a predatory industry. Like they are preying on seniors. They're preying on seniors of color. The African-American community gets hit very hard with this. And I think, you know, with those fees, it just seems to me like this is, it seems more scam or at least more predatory than it seems. Obviously there are, you outlined some positives, but it just seems like when you look at this and step away from it, those positives are outweighed by this.
Well, you know, I'm a man that always admit defeat when I see it, and I'm going to flop. All right, Matt? And I'm agreeing with you guys, with you both, that, you know, there are a lot of great pros to a reverse mortgage, but the downside to it, and as a businessman, I don't like doing deals where it's limited my options. And I just think with this reverse mortgage situation, you may fare well yourself, but for the next generation, it could put them in a difficult situation. And if for some reason that you have to do something against the terms of the deal, like move out. I just had my son's grandmother house caught on fire in Florida. I don't know what the scenario would happen if she has a reverse mortgage on there. She had two fires in 1 year. You know, the house is now flattened. Like, what would happen with her? And she's 70 something years old to find out now that her reverse mortgage default, she has to pay on that. Plus she's just going through a fire in her house. And then yes, unfortunately, as you get senior, like these are situations that hit you harder than they would if you were younger. Just emotionally, it tears you up. Just, you know, so I would have to flop and be like, yeah, you know, it's concerning, this reverse mortgage.
It is concerning because, as Matt said, there's a sense that this is predatory, right? So there's a USA Today article where they specifically talk about them lenders targeting specific zip codes, right?
Mm-hmm. Preach. Speak on it.
Yeah. So homeowners law firm hired a statistician. Okay. So they're not playing around. And they found that in 1 year, 70% of urban financial loans in Chicago went to areas that were at least 80% African American.
But you got to understand, there's $7.4 trillion on the table. This is why this happens. And this is why they hire expensive lobbyists to petition Congress to let these things exist, because there's a lot of money to be made on the table. And it's a vulnerable market, which is seniors, people of color that may not understand. And that's one thing, we always have a lack of knowledge of what we have, and we're quick to sell it. We don't know this asset that we have, and we're, you know, the Generational Wealth Show. If you haven't listened to it yet, before you listen to the show, listen to that show first, because it talks about these situations where people are coming in to take our asset from us.
This reverse mortgage industry and the predatory angle of it also connects in my mind to the gentrification issue we're facing. It's like you look at these communities, it almost just feels like there is this concerted effort to try to find a way to take property by any means necessary. We're going to offer these people these mortgages because it sounds good. Give them this money now, then we can end up, okay, now we have the property back. People are buying this property. We're trying to, like, we're going to make this whole landscape look much different in the next 10, 15, 20 years. And because
it's almost like the people that are always knocking at my door, sending me flyers, do I want to sell one? And they're like, oh, we didn't get him when he was young. We didn't get him now. We're going to keep going until we can finally, you know, get hold of this. And, you know, people have to understand, like, we're giving up assets that can pass down from generation to generation. And, yeah, people are going to be relentless. Once again, I'm going to drive that number home. There's trillions of dollars on the table, and that money is going to leave our community and go to another community. Because when the bank takes it and forecloses on it, not like the bank keeps it, they sell that in the foreclosure market. And then somebody maybe not of your likeness buys that property at pennies on the dollar.
Yep.
And that's how the system works. Because you were, you know, I'm not accounting for everybody, because you were taking out money in advance.
Or it just feels like it just feels connected and all tied in. It just basically feels like the black community is getting boxed in with gentrification, reverse mortgages. It's like we're doing all we can. We're going to get this property from you.
It feels like a 12-rounder heavyweight match. Like, I may not get you in the first round. I may not get you in the second round.
Right.
But we go in 12 rounds with this.
When you're 9 years
old,
somehow.
When you're 9 years old and you're rocking chair, rocking back and forth, some young guy's going to come knocking at my door and say,
talking
hey, I can get locking slick. And just sign here, and you're going to get $1,000 a month. And before you know, when you pass on, house is gone. And I've seen it in my own neighborhood. They had a guy in Clinton Hill. I don't know if you remember, man. He used to live across the street. And he used to jog every morning, and he passed away. And, you know, similar situation happens. Like, you know, And it's tough. And, you know, I don't want to blame them because they're victims. You know, as you get older, you tend to have a certain level of trust for the most part.
It's true.
And these things happen.
Well, you made a great point at the top about just the amount of money that's at stake here. Like, this is so the lenders, they're in it for the fees. They're in it to profit. So I get it. But it just feels wrong to me.
And you got to understand too, like, how people think in corporate America. When you're at the top of the pyramid, it's all about profit and loss and opportunity. You're not like looking at the bottom. You're not the person that created this is not the guy going out on the field and getting the reverse mortgages. The guy that created just sees this great opportunity. There's $17.4 trillion on the table that we could get some of that in commission and fees. So let's build a plan around it. But they're not thinking what the effect is of it.
I don't know.
And are they responsible for that is a question. Like, these are just business people. Are they accountable for that? I don't know. That's the question.
Well, here's the question right now is we need to take a quick break. So you stay tuned. Listen to more Two Black Guys with Good Credit. We're putting our thing down, flipping it, and reverse it, talking about reverse reverse mortgages. So keep it locked. We'll be right back.
With good credit.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America NA, copyright 2024.
Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. And today's show, we're putting our thing down, flipping it, and reverse it.
Every time you say that, I have my pearls. I clutch my pearls, Matt.
I'm sorry, Dion. What we're really talking about is reverse mortgage. I don't want to confuse you guys out there. When it's nothing pearl clutch worthy here. We're discussing reverse mortgages, and I mean, basically, we've discussed some of the quote unquote. I'm doing air quotes right now. Some of the pros and some of the cons. I'm of the belief that, we talked in the earlier block about my own personal experience with reverse mortgages, so I'm not a big fan. It feels predatory. It feels like this industry is, you know, it's offering a little candy to, you know, like.
I'm sorry, I got to put my corporate hat on. I mean, you guys keep, you know, I'm agreeing, you know, there could be some predatory thought to it.
Oh, but, so we agree.
But I'm just picturing, like, sitting on a conference table, somebody coming in and saying, there's $7.4 trillion in equity out there that there's an opportunity that we can tap into and, you know, provide a service.
So that's where the conversation starts.
And charge fees. Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't think as a businessman that's an unfair practice.
Yes, but if the conversation starts there, oh, here's an opportunity to reach $7 trillion worth of equity that we can tap into.
And charge a fee.
Provide a service. But it seems to me as if that conversation continued and the lenders began to look at areas in which they could basically capitalize off of, target.
What areas?
I would say the African-American community is hit the hardest with this predatory. They're offering.
And actually, you don't even have to say. I mean, I did throw down some pretty staggering stats earlier.
Oh, Lord. They're
right?
teaming up on me, people.
No, this is just facts. No. I had thrown out a few stats earlier, and I'm going to give you another one. So the homeowner's law firm hired a statistician, mm-hmm. okay, who found that in 1 year, 70% of urban financial loans in Chicago went to areas that were at least 80% African-American. From 2001 to 2009, the company wrote more than half of its reverse mortgages in zip codes that were 80% black.
Can a brother flop again? Can I flop? I'm going to flop. I'm agreeing with you guys, all right? Yes.
Okay. Yeah, there's some,
you've proven your point, because I used to work for a company, and we used to suppress by zip code, so I understand totally what that means, where you can send exceptional different offers to different zip codes, knowing that a certain population lives in that area.
They are low-hanging fruit.
So the lady
fruit,
with the facts who always right? gives the correct facts, if that is a fact, then I'm a flopper.
Right? And then, I mean, this is how serious it is, because the FBI is involved, okay? They are telling seniors to be vigilant around reverse mortgages, right? So they're saying reverse mortgage scams are engineered by very unscrupulous professionals. So it has made room for people who aren't so working with such integrity. So even though, like Matt said, that maybe there was an initial intent on what this was going to be about, but it has morphed where we have a multitude of real estate, financial services, related companies that are preying on unsuspecting senior citizens.
Can I just add that part of this, the preying on senior citizens, is the whole marketing. You brought up earlier, Sean, the commercials with the Henry Winklers and the Tom Sellecks.
The Matt Smiths.
I am in no way a part of these commercials. That is fake news. But these marketing tactics are also a point that just irks me, because I just feel like you get these people, these trustworthy all-American people we've grown up with. Everyone loves Fonzie or Magnum P.I.
Who loves the Fonz? Yeah, I mean, it's cool.
So they get up and they say, you know, if they're saying it, and we live in a world where if you say it and it sounds official, and I'm not saying that some senior citizens aren't able to discern or see through the BS, but people in general, advertising, if you say it, and you say it, and it's official, and you get a person who seems believable.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're going to buy in.
And look at today's world. Look how many, you know, not to just go off topic, but in this whole political race, how many are trying just to get an Obama plug? And he hasn't given no plug. They're going. I've seen them go back as far as 2004 try to bring one of what he said in some event that relates nothing to now to get an Obama endorsement.
Marketing
it's amazing.
Is powerful.
Yeah, it's amazing. You're absolutely right about that.
So, yeah, when you watch these commercials and when you look at the stats that Dion has provided to us, and the reality is this is basically a targeted predatory scam in my mind. I'm just going to say it. That's what I see.
Well, the FBI has some tips, okay, for avoiding reverse mortgage scams. One, do not respond to unsolicited advertisements.
And this is just in general, not just for reverse mortgages. This is just in general, correct?
This is for reverse mortgage.
Oh, only.
Yes.
Okay.
This is how serious, when the FBI gets involved, hello, okay? So be suspicious of anyone claiming that you can own a home with no down payment. Do not sign anything that you do not fully understand. That should be number one. Do not accept payment from individuals for a home you did not purchase. And seek out your own reverse mortgage counselor. And I do have a phone number for people at the end if they did ever want to actually speak to consider this option and want to talk to a counselor.
I would also add, Sean, well, and I know you keep flip-flopping, but, you know, if reverse mortgages are so above board and so, you know, trustworthy, why are the fees so high?
My brother, didn't I just tell you I flopped? But
I'm just saying.
No, yeah. I agree. And, you know, the fees are high because I always say, you know, the more desperate you look in a deal, the higher they're going to charge. So a reverse mortgage, you're like, you need basically me a cash advance every month. And how desperate are you to get this cash advance? How tight are your living? Are your expenses where you can't afford to live? So they're going to fee the hell out of you. And if they're telling you, like, you'll never have to pay this back in your lifetime, the next generation will have to take care of it. Older people are like, why not? And they're looking at it as a free check, and they're not thinking about, you know, the next generation that will not, you know, if you put 50 years into a home and you leave nothing from it for your next generation, you've stopped the forward movement of a family grandchildren, great-grandchildren, whatever it is to follow.
And that, by definition, my friend, is predatory lending.
Bro, I flopped long time ago.
I'm just saying,
like,
bro.
Next year, you're going to ask me to be a Lakers fan.
Well, I would also just want to encourage our listeners, you know, if you have, you know, seniors that own property, if you have people in your family that you feel like might be, you know, could fall victim to this, or, you know, educate, you know, share this information with the seniors, the property owners in your family that may be interested in or who might fall prey to these commercials and to this opportunity. And this is what I would ask you, Sean. What are alternatives? Like, and we talk about, because a lot of, in the Black community, a lot of these people do not have access to refinancing that are available in other communities. Is that correct?
I'm going to say it, like I said in our previous gentrification show, you seniors or those that are heading into seniors, you need to have conversations with your children. I know, you know, not to get personal with Matt, but a part of this with your family reverse mortgage is that it wasn't communicated to you until, you know, your dad unfortunately passed.
But also, I didn't know. I didn't have the information either. I didn't know about reverse mortgages in 2000 when this or whenever he did it. I was unaware of it.
Right. But had it been a family discussion and you guys educated each other on it, I mean, you're a smart guy. You did your homework. You did your research. I don't know what the decision would have been, but it would have been a family decision rather versus, you know, and that's the thing. We always think we know more than our children. And comes to the point where we have to understand, like, if you're trying to do good by your family, and I know you are. Your dad was a great guy. I'm not saying that against him, but you have to understand that you have to get people involved.
Yes, including it. So I'm gonna give you that number. Should a family want to decide to even consider this type of product, they are what they call HCM counselors. You can enroll in counseling through HUD. There is a toll-free number. 1-800-569-4287. That's if you want to learn more, because they are complicated.
And the guy or girl that's selling you the reverse, they're not the person to ask those kind of questions.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay, you want an unbiased.
Exactly.
Another thing that I think about, because we, you know, live in New York, the most of the members of this team, some of our team lives in California in a very nice neighborhood, I might add, Arlington Forbes. But here in New York, a lot of people who own property, they own property that they can also rental property. So you can live in it and you can rent out, like, you know, with the brownstones in New York City, like there's opportunities to not only live there, but have rental income. Where in some of these areas around the country, like the house I grew up in, it's not really that kind of, I mean, there's ways, I guess, you could rent out a room or you could, but it's not the kind of living, it's not like New York living. So a lot of these homes, it's not an income generator. So if you're a senior and you're living in this home in middle America or in some other state where you're not, there's no market, no one's trying to knock on your door to rent out a room in your house. And you, like, I understand how.
Or you don't have access to financing because there are no banks, for example. It's a bank desert.
Right.
Or again, unfortunately, certain communities have a harder time getting the refi.
So what are the alternatives?
Well, I'm going to say this, like, take a step back. And I always say this with any kind of deal. Like, when you're applying for a reverse mortgage or even any, it's a business transaction that you have to understand what it is. And I always say, like, if you can't take at least 24 to 48 hours to think through this business decision and they're prompting you to kind of get involved right away and not really think it through or confide in somebody else, then that's a bad deal. You need to take a breath, get an opinion, and anything, not just reverse mortgages, and really make sure, you know, another rule, if you don't understand what you're signing, then don't sign. Just because they're giving you the bottom line, how much money you're getting, that you're not understanding the full spectrum of the deal. And I think in general, we always want to see the end result, the bonus, the win, and we never focus on the downside and really understand what we're getting into. We just get pitched and I myself get caught up like that. Something I've been trying to work on so hard and finally I get a breaking point, I'm ready to jump all over. And luckily I have a strong unit of friends from the people sitting at this table that will be like, hold on, Sean, let's just think it through before you make that final decision. So with something like this, if anybody else is considering getting a reverse mortgage, please refer to what Dion mentioned earlier and family and friends before you make that decision, and let your next of kin, your heirs, your beneficiaries know of what your game plan is.
I completely agree with you, Sean. And some of the marketing for predatory lending, they were actually trying to get people to make this decision within 24 hours. That's the actual, they were marketing that if, to get this deal, you have to do it within 24 hours. And that's just shady. All right, but let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. So stay tuned. We're putting our thing down, flipping it and reverse it. Dion.
Mama.
Talking about reverse mortgages. So stay tuned. Two black guys with good credit. Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Today, we've been putting our thing down, flipping it and reversing it in honor of Missy Elliott. We're talking about reverse mortgages. Dion, I know before we went to break, you were going to add in some information for us.
Yeah, it's just alarming because they will come and find you however they can, whether it's through friends, family. They'll come to your
they
church.
Meaning the lenders.
Meaning these lenders, right. These scam artists,
right.
People who are literally, you know, preying on people.
And just to defend the church, friends, and family, like they may have good intentions, but they just
of course
they've been sold. They've been drinking the Kool-Aid and sold on and trying to pass that on to you.
That's part of the scam. We're going to come to the people that love you because they know
right.
We know they have. If we can fool them, you know that's
come on, just get on this boat. It's a little short boat ride.
Exactly.
Right.
Jump on board.
That's
go to the
it.
Bottom.
But if you feel that you have been a victim or have been targeted for a reverse mortgage that's not on the up and up, you can actually call a number. The FBI, they have an electronic tip line. You can call or go through their local FBI office. You may also file an online complaint with HUD. And that hotline number is 1-800-347-3735. So we have a lot of information to marinate on here today, but if you have any other questions, we understand this is a complicated financial product, and you can see it's very, very polarized.
Mm-hmm.
So please, we always ask you to email us any questions at TBGWGC, that's Two Black Guys with Good Credit, TBGWGC@gmail.com. Please continue to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Two Black Guys Good Credit. And never, ever forget to leave us a 5-star review like our friend Kayla, who said, just want to tell you, your podcast is amazing. Such great content and perspectives. I've been listening all day. Thank you, Kayla. You made our day. You are amazing. And that's it for me. My name is Dion Nichols, the lady with the history, the stats, and the cold, hard facts. And I'm out.
Thanks, Dee. And my bottom line, as we've been discussing reverse mortgages, as I've stated earlier, I had my own personal experience with it. So I would like to say to anyone out there considering reverse mortgages, or if there's someone in your family considering it, I would like to reverse that thought and at least have you think it through. Talk to your family, discuss it. If there's a way for you to avoid that, there may be a reason for you to take the money. I'm not denying that that couldn't be a reality. But if there's a way for you to keep your property and find a way through your family to move your money in a different way to where you do not need this reverse mortgage, I would encourage you to find any way to not go down that road. I am not a proponent. So I thumbs down. I am Matt Smith, and I am thumbs down on reverse mortgages. So I would encourage you to look for other means and keep your property at all costs. Pass that down. Generational wealth, that's what we're all about here. So that's my 2 cents. Nothing changes. If nothing changes, I'm Matt Smith, and I'm out.
You know, in summary, I concede with both Matt and Dion that this is not something that I'm favorable of, you know. And just for my last point, I don't mean to go on, but my last point is, you know, the equity and the generational wealth that you may have spent a lifetime building for the next generation, a deal like this can make it all disappear. And you leave your beneficiaries, your grandchildren, great-grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews, with basically nothing. So it's something to really think about and ponder and, you know, and make that right decision. And I'm Sean Linda, always the better half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit, Matt. And as I say every show, every week, keep your money in your damn pocket.
Two Black Guys with Good Credit.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.